I think perhaps we rebranded ourselves, but that was the first time we used the word branding in, I'm not sure when it happened, early 2000s.
When Immortal went out,
2000, because the original Immortal went out with the old logo.
Old one, and the next, in between that and the second one, it rebranded with the Ariel and Pink Fit.
Yeah. Which I actually quite like, to be honest.
And actually,
I think it's a lot better than the other one, the old one.
Yeah.
The hippie one.
Everything was just so much clearer at that point, our identity. And I think that person who rebranded the company at that point did so very well, actually.
Although we've since lost Circus at times, and other times it's come back. But I still like No Fit State Circus, not just No Fit State. But so transitioning from the shows we did in the early 90s. No, there wasn't a loss of direction. There was a divergence of directions that people were exploring and looking at. The tent sort of being one of them that, like, it was Tom originally drew in 91 or 92 on the back of a beer mat, literally. And then when the lottery funding arrived for capital projects, we really wanted project money to do shows, but they were offering capital money, so we put in for Tom's tent from all those years before. In the meantime, we'd done our first community show with the Welsh Natural Opera, Splot Cinderella, and then we did our own one, Altogether, which was just absolutely amazing, just so astounding. And I know there's not enough of that in our records, you know, but it was a really, really astounding show with so many elements, because Tom had gone off to college. He brought all in all his people from college who added so much to it. There were cars around, so you could just hang around the show, and the show was being projected live onto the back window of a car that just happened to be next to you, and it was an astounding thing. And then we then did more of them.
Whose concept was that show, Altogether? Where did the concept of Altogether come from? Do you remember?
I believe, and I'm probably totally wrong, but I believe Ali suggested we did a show based on the poem by Hesketh Williams. And I rang up an ex-girlfriend who found Jamie Garvin to come and do some acting workshops with No Fit State, because one of their criticisms from the Arts Council was they can't bloody act. And it was amazing, this like 1 week course or whatever it was, 1 or 2 week course that Jamie did for a bit of a laugh, because he quite liked what No Fit State were doing. But he was theatre. And we weren't.
Who was in that course?
Pete Gregory. He used to make people cry. He was a rubbish performer before then, but all of a sudden he could act, and he made people cry at the end of Dodo Island when he died.
Was that just before Dodo Island that you had these acting classes then?
I think that must have been, yeah.
See, that was quite a step change as well, actually.
And then we then rang Jamie Garvin and said, we need a director. For Altogether. And he said, there's this mad woman who teaches at Cardiff. And that was Frenza. So our first show with her was Altogether. And it was absolutely mind-blowing, I think. And my story that I tell, and I don't know if this is true or not, is that we hired the warehouse and it cost us loads more than we thought it was going to cost. So we then looked at the cost of seating and went, oh, we can't afford that. What are we going to do? And friends went, well, I've been to see shows where the audience are all standing up and you move them around. And so that was our first promenade show. And then we did Promenade again with Thai Circus.
Mm.
Which was, yeah, another fun show.
Mm. Which you also toured with.
Yeah, and that's why I've toured with it more than anyone else, because I did that one and Tom and Ali didn't do that one.
Then it comes down to one, it comes down to Thai Circus,
does it? Yeah, really? Although Ali's hasn't done the later Bianco
one. Yeah, and you haven't done the later outdoor one.
No, I regret that.